Hey everyone, welcome. We are officially starting Smart Body, Smart Mind 18. For some of you, this will be SBSM 1. Curious, is there anybody here who is with me from the very beginning before it was even called Smart Body, Smart Mind? It used to be called Stress Less, Sense More, and it was a 4-week program. That's changed a lot since 2012. If you're here live, thank you. I'm going to just do some housekeeping and notes of what we're going to do today. This is going to be a very simple call, probably nothing noteworthy, but if you're a note taker and it helps you to think with pen and paper, I'm that way. Do that. I've got some team members here. Whenever we have live calls, we usually typically have an admin. Susan is often the one here monitoring and being with us, making sure there's no gremlins in our Zoom room and ensuring that if someone can't find something, she's helping in the chat. And today I'm joined with Carrie, one of my colleagues, a somatic experiencing and early trauma and Feldenkrais colleague. Carrie, do you mind just unmuting? I'll just say hello so people can hear your voice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to
Hey.
8.0.
Thank you. Do you mind telling people where you are in the world?
Sure. I live in Lumbee, British Columbia.
Yes. Guess we would call that kind of the verge into the Okanagan, but not quite.
North Okanagan.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. Horse country.
Monashees.
Horse country. Yeah. Thanks, Carrie. Thanks for being here. Every time we have a live call, so this is the beginning of housekeeping. So I'm going to do some housekeeping, everyone. Definitely going to just remind you of some things logistically. And I'm going to do a little guided neurosensory exercise, not necessarily all in that order. So we'll see where we go today. This will probably be about a 30-minute call, 30, 35 minutes. So not too long. I'll start by saying every call, few things happen. They're on Zoom, so you see me. You might see the gallery, you might just see me. So we record everything two ways. So gallery, speaker only, so the person speaking is hearing or seeing. You can see the person speaking and that's it. And then audio. So when we upload all of these calls to the site, all those pieces are there. Speaker, gallery, and audio only. You also get the transcript. So we put that into the thingies that do the transcript, and then it comes out written like a handout. So for those of you that like to really titrate your learning, and a lot of people love this, you can read on the screen or you can print out everything and take your time with the written word. So this is also going to be transcribed. So everything is transcribed as well. On every call, whether it's a training call with me or a Q&A call with either Seth, my husband, colleague, he sometimes is joined with some of our other team members, Carrie, our colleagues. So Jen will often join, Mara will often join, and Rebecca also. And sometimes one of them might do a solo Q&A. So we have a massive breadth of experience and knowledge within our moderation team. All of their names and biographies are on the site. Has anybody come across that yet to see who's going to be helping and supporting you? So everyone is professional, everyone is trained, some more than myself. Some have been doing this as long as me, if not longer. So combined, we have a very large volume of experience. So you're well taken care of. And on each call, there will be a moderator like Carrie is here today to just be in the chat in case there is a specific question related to the nervous system, healing, health, etc. I will say, however, that the chat is not for lengthy discussion. So I'm going to set that boundary right now. Like, for instance, right now we have about 240-ish people on this call. Imagine if this was an actual lecture room at a college or university. It's a lot of people. While I can't hear you, when there's energies of discussion going on in the chat, also please don't private DM myself or whoever is teaching. We might see it, but we can't attend to it, and it does distract us a little bit. So we keep the chat really quiet for little prompts like today I asked, where is everybody from? And it's nice to see people are from all over the place. I'll read a few in a moment here. So if you do have a question, those are for the general question thread on the program site. So I really encourage, if you haven't had a chance to look at the program site yet, I mean, obviously you got there because you're here and you found this link. Just t really take your time. Give yourself like 20 minutes to just have a little poke around, look at things, open things up, see where things are. If you have any questions, now is the time to ask. But of course, if you have questions going into the program, we will always answer them. So, the other thing with live calls, I know we know this because we've been Zooming for quite a while, all of us. If your video is on, I can see you. Everyone can see you. I don't see everyone because I have about seven screens of people here. But just be aware of the fact that you are clothed if your Zoom video is on. Try not to take yourself, I mean, definitely go to the washroom if you have to, but turn that video off or turn your camera off, put your phone down. If you are on video and you need to like move a lot, or you're walking through your house to like do laundry, that's fine. Don't worry about that. But turn your video off. If you happen to be on my screen, I kind of get interested in what I'm seeing and it can make me actually a little dizzy. So just be aware. If you're seated at your desk, at your couch, nothing wrong with eating a sandwich, having your food, drinking coffee, whatever you need to do, that is fine. But if you're like on a journey through your house or outside in a park, just make sure that the video is turned off. I really like to keep minors out of the camera. So, of course, if you're breastfeeding a little one, just keep their privacy for the ladies here. If you do have little toddlers or kids, try to keep them out of the screen. They haven't consented to being here recorded on public, well, not public screen, but within our private channels. Teenagers sometimes like to show up and look and see what's going on. What's mom and dad doing? That's okay. They're a little older. And obviously, furry pets are welcome to roam around on the screen. So, those are more housekeeping regarding Zoom, pop little pieces. Yeah, I'm just so grateful to see all of you. I see a lot of old faces, not necessarily old, but some alum who've been around for a while. I'm just going to read some of the names, not names, but countries. So, we've got Ireland, obviously, the States is a huge country. So, we have States, Jersey, Georgia, Ontario, Canada, Tennessee, Pacific Northwest, Colorado, Lake Country, BC, Philly, another New York, Sweden, Texas, Ireland, Sweden. I know that there's people from all around the globe, so it's good to have a global contingent here on planet Earth. Of course, the UK, England. All right. Okay. Let's just start by doing something I always do on these orientation calls. So this is going to be some advice. This is advice from many years of doing this. And the alumni who are here, you can back me up with this advice for those who are new. Who here is like excited? A little excited. There's a little bit of like, oh, it's the first day of school. I can't wait. I've got my pens. I've got my new notebook. Got all the things. For some of us, we might have a little bit of that excitement. I see some yeses, yips. So this is important. We need to have some excitement. That is for certain. And some fear. I see some fear. That's normal too. Fear is not something we're trying to get rid of. We're trying to use it more appropriately, feel it more appropriately. Obviously, we don't want to live in a chronic state of fear, but we also don't want to live in a chronic state of excitedness, if that is such a word. The reason why is that can burn us out. We go all gung-ho at the beginning of something. We're perfect. We're a good student. all the things, whatever that might be. But then what do you think occurs? That energy, that survival physiology starts to deplete. And then we find ourselves feeling like we're behind. Or we might say, oh, I just can't keep up this week. And then we kind of go into self-defeating patterns in our mind that are often in our body. So I always like to state this at the beginning is to know that it's cool to have some excitement. You need a little bit of that. So if you've ever fallen in love, if you've, been lucky enough to feel that feeling of excitement and hormones and everything disappears because there's just this one person, you can't sustain that, right? Nothing would get done. So when it comes to this work, a little bit of excitement, but also treat this like the beginning of a very important journey that will last your life, your lifetime. Now, this doesn't mean that you won't be doing the nitty-gritty forever, but it is essential from speaking to alumni over all of the years to pace yourself. And how you find your own pace is actually one of the more core pieces to this program. The exercises, of course, they're important. The theory, absolutely important. But if you were raised in a learning environment, and I think many of us have been, there might be someone here who was homeschooled, given lots of space, lots of time to rest and develop and create. That's becoming more common now. But I think many of us, I'm a 1975 baby, so I was in the old school system where you had to pass the test, you had to get everything in on time. If you didn't, you failed, you felt like shit, all the things, da 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 da. We go into these patterns. This is not that. But the conditioning that you have for how you learned in your childhood, teenagehood, and maybe into college and university, or any form of formal post-secondary education, while important for certain things, this is a completely different thing. And the reason I want to mention this is there's handouts, there's calls, there's things that make it seem like it's school. And while it is, it's massively about relearning. You're also going to want to relearn how you engage with things that are new and how you accept the fact that I can't get to this today and that's okay. What I want you to promise me though is if you can't get it to one day, get to it at one day, you do get to it at some point, even if it's just 5 minutes. So for the perfectionists here, and I'm like that. I have been like that. If you want to admit that you're that perfectionist, that nothing, you don't do it unless you can get it done perfectly. I see some laughs and smiles. You're gonna have to really feel into that and accept that not every day is going to be perfect, and that's okay. The flip side of this will be those who are really good at procrastinating and putting things off. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. I'll do it on October 1st because that's the new month. I'll do it on December 31st because that's the flip over to the new year. Really watch if that thought-based pattern of I'll do it tomorrow gets in. And there is something about feeling that and hearing that and just going, I'm just going to do a little bit. And that also feeds the perfectionism. I can't get to the full 30-minute lesson, so I'm not going to do it. The beauty of online learning compared to showing up at a college class where you have to be there, where there were no notes given to you and no recordings, right? Remember those days? You had to show up, take notes. This isn't like that because everything is recorded. So if you get through 10 minutes of a lesson that's 20 minutes and your kid needs you, or you have to go to the bathroom, or you realize how hungry you are, or you got to get to work or get ready. That's cool. Just do that 10 minutes and then just come back to it. I love listening to long form podcasts and I don't sit and just sit and listen. I'll go and I'll listen to a bit and then I'll listen to a bit the later day and maybe the next week or when I'm driving or when I'm getting ready or when I'm cooking vegetables. So find a way to integrate the time that you need for this into your life, as opposed to I'm looking for that perfect time to start this. Because what happens is when you do that, you actually start to integrate it just into life, as opposed to waiting for that perfect time. So I wanted to start. That's always my speech at the beginning. Be excited, but really watch that that excitement doesn't burn you out. So pace yourself at the beginning. If you're not sure how to pace yourself, that's what our team is here for, to answer those questions when they come up. All right, friends. So first of all, if you haven't, and some people have printers in their houses, some people don't, but I always like to suggest that the 12-week curriculum, it's at the intro area of the top corner of the site. It just gives you the overview of all of the lessons, when the training calls are, what you'll be learning as we move through the labs. And then a lab is a module, and each lab contains four lessons. It's very simply laid out. There's no more than four lessons a week. At the beginning, through the first 4 weeks, there's a bit more theory because you're going through some of the training videos called the Biology of Stress videos. And then obviously, there's neurosensory exercises. There are the practical pieces from the beginning, from the get-go. As we get into lab five, it becomes all practical. All practical. All the lessons are practical, with the exception of one when we get into healthy aggression. And that's a reading article to read. And that's how we titrate that introduction to working with healthy aggression. And then, of course, the live calls and the Q&A calls are separate from the labs, from the modules. Within each lab, and again, when the first lab drops on Sunday, so you, for those of you that are new, you can't see the labs yet, it'll magically appear on your site on Sunday. And then each week, another lab is released, another lab is released. We have 2 rest weeks. We call them rest integration weeks, catch-up weeks. And that is all outlined on this 12-week overview curriculum PDF. So it's a very handy thing to have. I always actually have it on my desk, even though I know the course and I created the course, but it's good to have. And then we do wrap up. We do a wrap up call at the very end. This year, we're going late into December. So December 23rd, is our final call, where we wrap up, we come together, we set intention for the next round. And then there is a continuation of moderation. So even though we officially end the modules at the end of this year, the team stays on into January to answer questions in the forums. So know that the help is there and that you can still get that support into the new year. And then the other thing that sometimes people miss, but I want to just note it, under most lessons are, or sorry, labs are FAQ sections. So frequently asked questions. Now, don't take this the wrong way, but if you want extra credit, not that it's really extra credit because I won't know if you do it, but if you want some extra learning, those FAQ sections are wonderful learning. So even if you don't have a question, reading through that will give you added information about the process, the exercise, how things work. And the other thing that can be very useful is reading other people's questions, and then reading the answers that the team offers. It's like being a bit of a consultation, right? Or a tutorial at the end of a class. You will find that learning the theory is going to greatly impact the practical. We need both. All right. Okay. Oh, and then the other thing, I think most of you know this, but I want to say this just for the record. As alumni, so when we finish, and of course, you are in good standing, meaning you've paid your tuition and all that stuff. You are invited back to repeat the course live when we run it again live. So that is there for you as a bonus, as a perk. There's a lot of alumni here, so they come back, they listen, they become part of the field, we grow the field. and they can ask questions, all these things. So once you're here, you're kind of here for as long as this course is running. Even when we're not running the course live, so this is another very important thing, the website stays active. So even when we end moderation in January, you still have access to the site. So you can continue to learn and, keep going. If you're at a certain lab, review old things, review training calls, Q&A calls, all of that is there. So it is very important to know that you can continue and can continue with this. And what I'll say, and again, this is going to be a funny thing to say at the beginning, it's not common for people to get through all of it in the first 12 weeks. And that's okay. Some people might ask, well, then why is the course 12 weeks? Why don't you make it 12 months? And the reason we've kept it as a curriculum is everyone is different. Some people might get through a lot of the labs. Those that have, because I've spoken to them, will say, I shouldn't have done that. I did it too fast. I didn't slow it down. I didn't have time to integrate the learning. So, it's important to understand when people say, oh, I've done SBSM 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, that doesn't necessarily mean they've gone through all the labs. It means that they've come back and applied in real time the lessons. And they kind of, some people will pick up from where they left off. Some people will just always go back to the beginning and start again and see where their system takes them. Okay. So again, you're free to come back and continue to do this live with us, and you can continue to do the work in the comfort of your own time when we're not in full session. And no, there's no payment again. I mean, if you're on a 12 pay, please, finish your 12 pay so your full tuition is paid. I do appreciate when people can fulfill that. If you do not finish your 12 payments, we will boot you out. So I'll be really honest. So, that 12 pay is there for a reason. And if you're, like I said, in good standing and you've paid your tuition, you get to come back and you can repeat and repeat and repeat. One perk that I will say is you can download the lessons, right? So of course there's an ability to download the lessons. You can save them to your computer. We just of course ask that you don't repurpose those or put them out somewhere to sell them. People do that. Please don't do that. I really appreciate you not doing that. Okay. What I want to do, and like I said, if you have any questions, ask. Email my support team, ask in the general questions thread on the site. Even if you're doing a lesson and you're like, God, why am I so hungry whenever I do this lesson? Like, that's a valid question, right? Or why do I feel like I just want to fall asleep whenever I push play and hear Irene's voice? That's a valid question. So, the more you ask, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more you gain regulation and capacity. So, really use that feature. Let me see if there's anything else I wanted to cover. I think that's everything. So, what I want to do a bit of a guided lesson. And to do this, you can stay exactly where you are if you feel like you want to shift your body, go for it. Follow your impulse, as we like to say. There is no need to sit appropriately or properly, whatever that might mean. If you feel like closing your eyes, that's fine. If you feel like opening your eyes, you need to yawn, stretch. Stand up, lie down. Just take a moment to really listen to that impulse. Again, this is the start of how can we learn to listen to what our body needs. How can you learn to listen to what your body needs? And I've been talking a lot at a faster pace and more cognitive information. And for those who are super new here, if you're a little overloaded and not sure where things are, that's cool. You know, if you think about those first days of school, if you remember what those were like, especially going to somewhere like university or a new high school, you don't know where anything is. You don't know where the bathrooms are. You don't know where your classes are, where the good vending machines are, all the things that you have to scope out. And it's similar with online learning. It's important to take time to orient. And with time, it becomes second nature to know where to find things. But it's completely normal if you're new this round and this week to have a little bit of that, a little stress, and that's okay. So one of the first lessons that you will get on Sunday, when the course drops on Sunday. And the reason why we drop on Sunday is there might be some Australians here. If it is, might be very early for you in the morning. Sunday is Monday for some people. So we drop the labs on Sundays. So on Sunday, you'll get the first lab, and within each lab is an introduction video, which I encourage you to watch. But the first lesson is called researching your resources. So for those who went through my smaller course, the 21-day nervous system tune-up, this was not in the 21 days. So this is a brand new lesson for everyone. And what I wanted to do as we start and as we set the intention for this round, and I hope as we move forward, is to just do a little bit of a guided neurosensory exercise on resources. But it's going to be very personal, because all of us have different things that resource us. And what a resource is it's something, there's two things. I'll speak to the external resources. Something on the outside of us that gives us a sense of ease. It might calm us, it might make us smile, it might bring back a good memory. It might instigate feelings of warmth, for some of us, cooling. And what I wanted to really bring today, because all of us will have different resources, is the resource of nature and the earth. Because that is one thing, we have a lot in common, obviously. I think we're all humans here today. We all have a nervous system. We're all breathing the same atmospheric oxygen, which is a trip when you really think about it. We all need food. We need nutrients, vitamins, minerals, obviously water. We need sunlight, sleep, connection. And we need to use our brains. Humans have very powerful brains. Sometimes we don't use them to the best of our ability, though. So we will learn. We will learn how to use them more creatively and more cognitively in less survival stress ways. But I really want to bring us to Earth. I know we're all here. Unless someone's on a space station right now, but I doubt that. But if there is someone, let me know. That'd be fun. But assuming we're all on planet Earth, we're all on different continents of the planet. Just take your time to sink into what is your favorite Earth element. And by that I mean, do you like sand, dirt, stone? Rocky beaches, white sand beaches, moss. And feel free to write in the chat what your favorite earth element is. We'll start with earth. We'll get to water. I like lots of it. Even mud. I know I can clean off my feet. I still love mud. Yeah, I see some mud. Earth. Desert. Has anybody stepped on that lovely desert floor that's just like, it's dry, but it's got life in it? Stones. Anybody ever hike over stones and bare feet and it's just this nice smoothness to it? Someone in our team right now is traveling in England and he's been posting pictures of the pebble beaches. So many pebble beaches on the shores of the UK. Black sand beaches. So, yeah, soft grass. Really love wet grass. So, as you tune into the earth element, just sense your feet. Now, I know it's possible you're not on that surface right now. Your feet might be in socks, maybe in shoes, maybe barefoot. They might be tucked under you, they might be crossed. You might be standing, but just move the feet a little bit. Move your feet a little and just tune into feeling that earth element that you know something you like. And let that come up and through you. Because there's energy in that earth. True story. These things called electrons that give us energy. When people say grounding, it's we literally ground to the ground when we're touching stone, earth, grass. Wood, not so much. Wood has less conductivity, but stone, even paver stones, if you live in a city. Paver stones, concrete. It's all very grounding. So feel that energy, but also sense your breath. Notice if there's anything held in your breath. Can you allow some air to come through even your mouth? Can you tune into the area of what we might call the groin or the perineum and just notice, is there any tightness? And can there be a little acceptance of that ground energy coming through? And then sense that everyone here, there's about 260 of us. We're all on the same planet. We're all touching the same ground. We're divided by ocean, of course, but there is a connectivity. And everyone here is here, at least I hope and I think, to work on self, to work on regulation, to work on becoming more human, I like to say, because humans aren't meant to just be living in survival stress. That gets us into a lot of trouble. And so we're here collectively and individually to do this work for ourselves and for our planet. So if we go one step further, I mentioned earth, water, another big element. There's lots of different waters. Think of some of them. So you feel your feet on the ground, sense the different waters. So many oceans, lakes, streams, rivers, swamps, even are water with lots of life in them, waterfalls, mineral water, hot springs. Has anybody been to a really hot spring? It's incredible. It's hot mineral water that just comes out of the ground. Different seas that have different content in them, different salt. The rain, the clouds. So feel that water element. I love rivers personally. And know that there's tons of water in you. We know this. We're made up of a lot of water outside of the cell and in the cell. And how can your fluid just kind of have a little bit of a happy dance? It's a different one. This is a trickier one for some of us, but just know, yeah, there's fluid in my body. And I'm going to connect to that water element and just feel a little bit of an easy flow. And still notice that your feet are there on the ground. Still notice your breath. So again, this is, I like to call this a earth element resourcing, something that connects us outside of ourselves. When our mind gets filled with too much stuff, to-dos, all the things that we keep seeing in the world that just drive us nuts. Yeah, all that's out there. But the earth is always there. It's always there to support us and give us resource, nourishment, oxygen. Of course, there's oxygen, air, that's another element. Wind, watching trees move, watching clouds move. Cooling us off, we might be warm. The sun, we need the sun. Grows our food, gives us vitamin D, gives us good radiation. The sun is so important. Yeah, and if you feel like you don't want to sit still, move. There's no need to sit still. Move with the water, move with the electricity from the earth. If you need to stomp your feet, move them around. And then the final element that's a little less earthly, but I'll name it anyway because of that classic movie, The Fifth Element. The fifth element might be what we would call ether, energy, the thing that you can't touch, but it's there that connects us. Gives us synchronicity, alignment. You might find as you become more capacity driven and regulated that more things become synchronicity like, can't talk today, that you will have more alignment. Things happen that just don't make sense, but they're good. That shows that we're in connection with purpose and people who are also doing good things. So resourcing, something that you will do a lot of, and there's no official lesson in SBSM for resourcing with the elements. I've taught it in other classes, but I wanted to start today with this really dropping into the earth and the atmosphere around us, because it's so simple. And in many ways, our regulation wants simplicity. Yes, it's going to get stressed if there's a trauma or something straining, but we want to really get better at coming back to our baseline, into good flow, good harmony. And when nature is left to its own devices to do its own thing, it finds that symbiosis quite quickly on its own. And we've got that capacity too. We've just filled ourselves with all sorts of stuff that's not useful. So we're trying to figure out how to come back to that earth and to our biology. And when we can get those two things right, a lot of good can happen. So, what I will say is, how can you bring in these elements? This is for some of you, you might already do this in some form of a practice. Maybe you ground on the ground every day. Maybe you go and get some sun, you go into nature. Not everyone here is going to live near beautiful parks and in the forest like some of us do. Even if you're in a city, Hopefully, you can find bits of nature to connect to, even birds. Listening to the song of birds can be a really lovely way to connect to that natural world. Finding ways to reconnect, even in your imagination, to these things, because it's there. And in any city, if you go deep enough, there will be groundwater and earth. It's always there. And that's where our intention to connect to that is super important. You'll be learning how to work with your intention so much in these labs and lessons and training calls. As one of my mentors, Kathy, would say, intention is a powerful instrument. And we're going to really get powerful at using our intention to tune into our physical body, but also to the external world through resourcing, through orienting, and through learning. So, with that said, I went a little over, but that's okay. As I mentioned, take your time, go slow. You've got a few days here to really orient to the program site, see where things are, put the calls in your calendar that you know you want to attend. And I just want to thank my team. A lot of them aren't here on the call, but they do things that I don't do to make the site work and not crash, and load the videos and the transcripts. So just give a little thank you to those who do all this stuff so that the curriculum and the course runs smoothly. Obviously, thanks to the moderators who are going to show up and offer help in the chat when we do our live calls. Susan will be here a lot of the times on the calls, making sure everything's technically going well. Big thanks to my husband and colleague Seth, who'll be doing the bulk of the Q&A calls, and who holds a really strong, if you don't know Seth yet, he has a very strong presence, a very strong feminine and masculine presence. So he's wonderful with teaching and providing examples. So I'm excited for you all to learn with him. And then I'll be doing your live training calls, all of them this time. I think there might be one that I'm not doing, but Seth will do. I'm not sure yet. And I like to bring a little more humor into my teaching and lots of stories to spice it up a little bit. And like I said, if you have any questions, do not hesitate to ask or email support. It's all real people. We got no bots. No, none of that stuff. We do the real old-fashioned way of doing things. And like I said, take your time, give yourself space and grace. This is the beginning of a new way of living and learning and healing and being vital. I know that because we've been doing this so many years. We've seen so much amazing success from our students, some of which are here right now. I've seen some of them on the call. So, thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening and giving me your attention today for this 45 minutes. You'll see me on the first training call, which is not this Monday, but the next Monday. All right. Bye, everyone. Keep connecting to that earth energy and all the elements out there that feed us and keep us going. Stay true to you. All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.